Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Gaurav.
Thank you. I'm Sushil Mehrotra. First of all, very warm welcome to ladies and gentlemen at our Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. The year under consideration was full of challenges, which had impacted the overall financial performance of the company. As you know, the external factors that affected mainly the performance include the retrospective redetermination of the higher levy molasses obligation fixed by the UP state government, which had an impact of 18.8 crores on our profit. Secondly, increase in the state-advised price of sugarcane, which directly impacted the cost of production. Third was the lower availability of sugarcane due to lower yields, which in turn was caused by heavy rainfall and prolonged monsoon last year. And then came the ban on use of sugarcane juice and syrup for ethanol production. However, on a positive note, commissioning of the company's new distillery facility last year, as also the grain-based facility this year, has helped us a lot for increasing the ethanol production, and we produced 1,189.78 lakh liters ethanol versus 931.08 lakh liters compared to last year, thereby partly offsetting the negative impact of ban on use of juice and syrup for ethanol production. The higher production of ethanol combined with the higher sugar realization in this quarter has helped us, compared to last year, partly overcome the impact of other adverse factors as well. As a result, the revenue from operations during the quarter ended March 2024 stands at 666.9 crores versus 754 crores. EBITDA is 100.5 crores versus 105.1 crores. PBT is 68.6 crores versus 78.7 crores. And cash profit is 73.5 crores versus 81.7 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Now coming to the full year, the revenue from operations stands at 2,644.1 crore versus 2,826 crore. EBITDA is 291.8 crores versus 311 crores. The positive side is we have been able to maintain the EBITDA margin at 11%, which was same as last year. PBT is 190.5 crores versus 215.1 crores, and cash profit is 216.3 crores versus 229.8 crores as compared to last year. Now coming to the capital related charges, our depreciation in this quarter is higher on account of full year's charge on the new distillery assets, as also the depreciation on grain based distillery for three quarters of this year. Moreover, lower production and sale of ethanol, which has higher cash velocity as against other businesses, has resulted in higher utilization of the working capital limits. That, together with the increasing interest rate scenario, resulted in higher interest expense during the quarter, despite improvement in company's credit rating and replacement of some high-cost term debt by low-cost one. Though in the full year, despite higher interest rate, we could save on the interest cost by efficient fund management. Now coming to business-wise performance, in sugar segment, the company crushed 15.78 lakh tons of sugar cane in the current quarter versus 18.85 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter due to lower availability of cane. The gross recovery in this quarter stands at 11.73% versus 12.38% in the corresponding quarter of last year, which can be attributed to heavy rainfall last year as also some impact of red rot. Now, to overcome red rot, we have already laid down the plan for varietal shift and are also initiating various other actions to mitigate this loss. Sugar production during this quarter is 1.75 lakh tons, which was 1.47 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter of FY23, an increase of nearly 19% as a result of discontinuation of the diversion of syrup to ethanol. Sugar sale during the quarter stands at 0.71 lakh tons as against 0.96 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter of last fiscal. The average sugar realization in this quarter has been 38,165 per ton as against 34,665 per ton in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sugar production during FY24 is 3.5 lakh tons as compared to 3.08 lakh tons in the previous year, an increase of over 14%. This again has happened due to the discontinuation of use of syrup for ethanol production. Sugar sale during the year stands at 2.58 lakh tons. In the last year, the company sold 3.89 lakh tons of sugar, which included 0.6 lakh tons of raw sugar. The average sugar realization in the year has been 37,359 per ton as against 34,839 per ton of white sugar in the last year. Sugar inventory is 2.1 lakh tons as on 31st March 24. This was 1.2 lakh tons as on 31st March 23. And the sugar inventory is valued at 34,500 per ton. In the ethanol segment, total ethanol production from all feedstocks is 257.25 lakh liters in this quarter, which includes 77.11 lakh liters from maize and damaged food grain, which is 30% of the total production. In the corresponding quarter last year, production was 347.18 lakh liters, which was entirely from sugarcane juice and syrup production. Discontinuation of use of syrup for ethanol production resulted in lower production, which was partly offset by production from maize and damaged food grain. Total sale of ethanol during the quarter from all feedstocks is 264.22 lakh liters, including 69.34 lakh liters from maize and damaged food grain, which is 26% of the total sale versus 287.04 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter of last year. In this year, the total ethanol production from all feedstocks is 1,189.78 lakh liters, which includes 171.67 lakh liters from maize and damaged food grain, which is 14% of the total production, versus 931.08 lakh liters in the previous year. The sale of ethanol during the year from all feedstocks is 1,231.87 lakh liters, including 157.38 lakh liters from maize and damaged food grain. Now, this is 13% of the total sales. This as against 897.87 lakh liters in the previous year. The production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 83.21 lakh kg and 78.89 lakh kg versus 108.18 lakh kg and 107.4 lakh kg as compared to the corresponding quarter of last year. In the full year, the production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 327.21 lakh kg and 323.32 lakh kg versus 345.45 lakh kg and 351.191 lakh kg as compared to last year. Production of potable spirits during the quarter has increased to 4.95 lakh cases from 3.96 lakh cases in the comparable quarter, and sale has increased to 5.14 lakh cases from 4.14 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter of last year. In the full year, the production of potable spirits has increased to 22.42 lakh cases from 19 lakh cases, and sale has increased to 22.38 lakh cases from 19 lakh cases as compared to last year. On the revenue mix for the quarter, sugar has contributed 46.2% of the quarter revenue, which is down from 55%, and ethanol is at 20.6%, which is up from 17.9%. Power is at 10.6%, again up 8.8%. The revenue from chemicals is 7.2% as against 8%, and potable spirits is 14.5% as against 9.5% in the corresponding quarter of last year. On the profit mix for the quarter, the sugar has contributed 29.5% of the quarter EBIT, up from 7.3%. Ethanol is at 25.1%, down from 43.6%. Power is at 41.7%, again down from 42.2%. EBIT from chemicals is 1.6% as against 7%. And potable spirits is 2% as against the loss of 0.4% in the corresponding quarter last year. On the revenue mix for the current year, the sugar has contributed 43.5% of the revenue, down from 54.7%. Ethanol is at 24.7% from 16.8% on account of higher sales volume compared to last year. The power is at 6.8%, again up from 6.1%. Revenue from chemicals is 7.9% against 8.5%, and potable spirits is at 16.4% against 13.1% in the last year. On the profit mix in the current year, sugar has contributed 10.8% of the year's EBIT as against 19.8%. Ethanol is at 48.2%, up from 44.8%. Power is at 33% from 27.7%. EBIT from chemicals is 5.1% as against 7.7%. And potable spirits is at 2.6% against loss of 0.3% in the last year. Now coming to the consolidated results, revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 667.1 crores versus 759 crores. EBITDA is 100.7 crores versus 108 crores. PBT is at 68.8 crores versus 81.5 crores. PAT is at 51.9 crores versus 60.7 crores. And cash profit is 73.6 crores, which was 84.5 crores last year. On a full year basis, the consolidated revenue from operations is 2,646.8 crores versus 2,874 crores last year. EBITDA is 293.4 crores versus 318.8 crores. PBT is 192.1 crores versus 222.8 crores. And PAT is 134.5 crores versus 158.0. And the cash profit is 218 versus 237.5 crores. So these are the significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter and year. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Aditya Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
A very good evening, sir.
Hi, very good evening. Yes, you are. Yeah.
So I have two questions. The first is, so what is the transfer pricing and cost COP of B-heavy and C-heavy drive ethanol? And what is your net recovery for the sugar season, for the entire sugar season 24?
Transfer price for the B-heavy molasses is 1,200 and for the C-molasses is 850.
Okay, sir.
And what was the next question?
The net recovery for the sugar season.
11.73.
Net.
11.73. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. So that's all from my side.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible?
Haji, sir. Clear, sir.
Thank you, sir. Sir, in very difficult times, you have performed so well. So, first, please accept my congratulations. My question was whether are we still running the mills or mills are closed by now?
Sir, all the mills are closed. Both our plants are closed by now. And even in UP, there will be hardly now any few which are running as of now. UP has seen is saal ganna bahut tha kam because of weather, because of red rot. So, agle 3 se 5 saal for the whole of state of UP, it will become very important. How do we change 238? Jo hum log ki ek variety thi, jisne hum log ko 5 se 7 saal bahut achha diya, yield bhi, chini bhi. But ab sir, usme red rot aana start ho gaya hai. Pichle saal apart from red rot, jo ek agla ek jo cheez hui thi ki barish bahut hui thi sir. तो जो वो लो लाइंग एरियाज थे उधर इसी फ्लडिंग हुई कि उधर एकदम ही गन्ना एकदम वो हो गया, स्पॉइल हो गया. तो ऐसा अगले से 3 से 5 साल हम लोग का बस यही है कि हम लोग को मेहनत करनी है कि हमारा वैरायटी चेंज हो जाए. तो सर यही हमारा सा काम है सर.
ओके सर, वन मोर थिंग, इट्स अ वेरी क्लेरिकल थिंग बट आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट इन अवर सेगमेंट वाइज रेवेन्यू unallocable liabilities are shown as 1070 crore. So, I mean, can I get some understanding about this amount?
Yeah, these are actually largely the working capital borrowings because the borrowings cannot be allocated to any segment.
Okay, okay, okay. So there is actually, I also thought that way. But sometimes, sir, you know, when the assets and liabilities are put in sugar segment, so working capital related to sugar segment can be added there only in liabilities instead of unallocable. Can you?
Yes, you're right. But the working capital is generally a pool, so that is why it is shown like unallocable.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. So all the best for the future, sir. These are very
good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. You may please press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will hold for a few minutes till questions line up in the queue. Thank you. And you may please press star and one to ask questions. Participants who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We'll take the next question from the line of Avinash Nahata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please proceed.
Yeah. So, what are the expectations as far as sugar prices are concerned for the next 5-6 months? And what has been the recovery, industry-wide recovery?
So I believe that the prices should stay within the same range. As of now, I believe that for the next 5 to 6 months, the prices will range in the range of 38 to 39 will be the price range that we will see over the next 5 to 6 months. And as far as your other question goes, ours was 11.73 for the quarter and the 11.63 for the whole year, which is sort of, we are over the average of what was there in UP.
Okay, and this would be up by an on an average 10 to 20?
Yeah, about 20 bips we will be higher than the average of UP.
Okay, and any global context if you can give as regard the global crop and the pricing behavior?
So basically the prices have come down over the last 4 to 8 weeks. Brazil is seeing a good crop as of now. Obviously, India has not exported for the year 24 as of now. We aren't sure whether exports will happen or not, but we have surely asked government to allow exports of 2 million tons. But that will have to wait till June once all of this is over, because India has sufficient stocks as of now. So we hope that government will allow 2 million tons of exports post-June.
And on a price parity basis, given the current raw sugar prices, how much premium it trades to the domestic prices?
So as of now, as you know, that there will be no export of raws because most of the plants are now shut. So there will be no raw which will be made. All the exports, if it is allowed, will only happen in white, whether it is refined or it is your sulfur white sugar.
Understood. Thanks a lot and all the very best for the full year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goyal for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you may have. And we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.